Well, good morning. It is 8:33 a.m. on Sunday, April the 27th, 2025. My goodness gracious. It's fog. Chilly. It's around, it's in the high 40s. It might be as much as 50. But, yeah. Visibility is only about, well, it's a few hundred yards. It might be a quarter mile. You can see from the picture, I couldn't see the far side of the park. I could see the trees that are about halfway down, but then it was just fog. And when I was coming west on 20th, I couldn't see the end of the block. I could see halfway down. So that's about a half a mile stretch, which would make visibility around a quarter mile. It's cold, it's damp. It's quiet. It's Sunday. All right, it's been a couple of days. I didn't walk when it was nice, and then we had 2 days of not nice. And I figured, okay, Sunday, new week, start it off. Let's see if we can do better than 2 days a week. Maybe we can get to three this week. That would be ace. Oh yeah, lilacs. Look at them. Oh, they're beautiful. I'm going to take a picture. Catch my breath. Look at you gorgeous people. Anyway, what have I been doing? I've been writing. I'm still not getting big numbers, but I'm getting bigger numbers most days. I've had a couple days where I started to sprint and then forgot to stop and just kept going, which is good. I need to do more of those. I need to do more sprints to really get this thing cooking so that I'm more interested in seeing what happens next in the story than I am on retreading old ground in Enshrouded or reading stuff that's not really eating my face. I suspect it's mostly due. No, I'm reading J.J. Green. I got a compendium of books, a boxed set, as it were, of 1 to 3 of her Space Colony 1. I think that's it. And, this, you know, a gen ship makes landfall and the trouble that it goes through while it's making the transition from being spaceborne to landborne. Planet bound. And not. It's one of those books that's good enough to keep me reading, but I'm not sure why. Talk about damning with faint praise. I think the biggest thing is that I wanted it to be about building up the colony. I wanted it to be about the transition from life on board to life on the ground. And it was. But instead of the nuts and bolts of how do we make this transition, what do we build first, what do we build next, that was mostly political. It was mostly these people want to control us. They think they're better than we are. We outnumber them. Let's get guns. And I'm like, all right, yeah, I've seen this before. There's always somebody who wants to screw it up for everybody else. Seen that before. So I don't know, because this is not my niche. Generation shifts. Maybe it was Chris Moody who asked for me if I would ever consider doing a story set on a generation ship. And the answer is no, it doesn't really appeal to me. And I picked this up because J.J. Green has a whole bunch of space opera, has a whole bunch of other stuff that looked intriguing, and this looked to be a pretty good match, a pretty good first place to get into. For an author that has a pretty good catalog that could keep me reading for a while, which would be really good. I finished book one. Book one ended satisfactorily. I'm starting book two. Nah, I finished book one while I was having breakfast, and then I'm going to go ahead and read book two, and probably go ahead and read book three. Since I got all three of them, they're not do not finish material. Am I going to be able to recommend them to the fans in my blog post this month? Got a blog post coming up, and I really want something I can recommend. Okay, that warmed up fast. Got to catch a beat, but I can't quite place it. Guy blasting his music. Driving by, foggy Sunday. All the moisture in the air smells really green. All the new leaves coming out, the lilacs. I'm walking by a bunch of spruces now, and they're smelling sprucey. Thank you. Still playing in Shrouded. I am still playing. I've killed a dragon a couple times. Once each on two characters. I've got a third one. My pure single player game has lagged behind while I played by myself on a server, an in-house server. Single player is fun, particularly since when you shut it, you log out, the game shuts down. When you log in, it reinitializes everything, which makes farming for resources, they all reset. So, I don't know. Mine out a resource field, log off, log back in, go back to the resource field, it's refilled, mine it out, rinse, repeat. Kind of cheaty. Effective. God knows it's effective. A lot of people use it to mine loot drops. Oh, here's a loot drop. Sit down at a respawn point. Go to the loot drop. Pick up the loot drop. Log out. Log in back at the respawn point. Go to the loot drop, get the loot drop, log out. It's really effective. Kind of boring after 20 minutes. Coming up on it, getting ready. Stay with me. Monk post. One thing about all this water in the air, I don't have the usual level of dry mouth. But it's still there. Greens look really green this morning. Some of them look kind of pale against the overcast sky. But the pine trees in particular look really dark green this morning. These little aspens are looking very green. Some of them have well-developed leaves on them. We're coming up on the transition of the haiku season. The end of this month is the end of spring in terms of haiku. The haiku season of spring, even though we're only halfway through the astronomical season of spring. Bless you. The unmistakable aroma of cigarette smoke wafting in the breeze. A couple of women and a youth playing in the garden. Lady has a cigarette in hand. Amazing how that carries so far. And here we come along the end, the hedge of lilacs. Some flowers on the top. A lot of dead-looking wood along the front. This is looking a little better. There's a big spray right there. Look at that. Wow. Love it. And some that obviously flowered earlier and are now fading away. Back and put my beans on. I soaked beans overnight. I'm going to bake beans today for dinner. I might bake biscuits. I might try some cornmeal muffins. I have some cornmeal. Ooh. No, don't have everything I need. I was going to say, I should try to make some cornbread pudding, but I don't have what I need to make cornbread pudding. Some of the stuff I could substitute. I got plain yogurt I could use instead of buttermilk, but I don't have. It really wants heavy cream. And I don't have any rosemary or thyme. Don't think. I should go through my spice closet. Take a look. Got a lot of old stuff. Got to order some more paprika. Some sweet Hungarian paprika. I had it for way too long. It's pretty much, you know, I kept it in an airtight container and tucked away in the dark, so it's not degraded too badly. But I bought too much when I first bought it, and it just didn't really have a good use for it, except for onesie-twosie. And then I discovered a kielbasa and cabbage. Well, I call it pepper cash, but I'm sure it's not necessarily so. But onion kielbasa, cabbage, maybe some carrot, but a liberal dose of paprika. Render out a little of the sausage, the onion, shred some cabbage on top. Sprinkle it with pepper and paprika. Yeah. Mashed potato side. Decent. I need to figure out. I need to learn. I have not been able to get fried potatoes to fry. I keep trying to fry potatoes and I keep failing and getting mush, potatoes burned onto the bottom of the skillet. And I suspect it's the oil. A, I don't use enough. B, I'm using olive oil and I should probably, you know, use some canola oil or something that has a higher smoke point. I think back to frying potatoes in my youth in a well-seasoned cast iron skillet, the bacon always went before the potatoes. And so frying the potatoes in bacon drippings, which I'm sure is just anathema to the vegan and vegetarians among you, but since I'm neither, my mouth is watering, and I just had breakfast. I need to bake my beans. I need to remember to bake the beans when I get back into the house. I have several reminders set out so that I can not forget. Not the least of which is the container full of beans soaking on the counter and my bean pot sitting on the stove waiting for me to get busy with it. Oh, my lilacs are lilaced. My daylilies seem to have gone the way of daylilies. I did not do the necessary digging up and separating and replanting and all the rest that needed to happen for those. I'm sorry, daylilies. It's not too late. They'll come up. They'll shoot up. They'll put up some green shoots. I'll be able to find them again this fall. Get the kid thinking about it. Get the kid to help me dig them. Oh. Anyway, I did make it to the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.